making soldiers' lives better when they're serving overseas? That's a good thing. Allegedly abusing workers in order to do it? Not so good. We talk about the Pentagon's invisible army in 10 minutes.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
There's another big Pentagon story we've been talking about this morning. The Pentagon saying that a cyber attack coming from another country can be interpreted as an act of war, which may sort of refine the sense of what triggers a so-called cyber war. Cyber war, of course, a term that gags even the nerdiest of digital sort of aficionados. What is the definition of a cyber attack, and how aware is the Pentagon of what's possible here? We are thrillingly joined by Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, is responsible for the story today. Siobhan, always great to talk to you.
Good to be with you.
You know, I mean, I think of you as someone who knows more about this than almost anybody else. First of all, if there were a cyber attack, what does this report sort of say about what that actually would consist of?
You mean what it would look like?
What it would look like. I mean, how would we know? I mean, it's not just going to be our, you know, error messages on Microsoft Windows, right?
Well, that could actually be an indicator of it. The new Pentagon strategy doesn't get into that level of detail, but what it does is kick off a set of considerations within the Pentagon over exactly these kinds of questions. And what we are talking about is something that would be a very high-level disruption. We're talking probably a little bit less like an error screen and more like the electric grid going down, or a subway system that has sort of a very computerized, brain to it, having all kinds of technical difficulties, crashing, something like that. Or, bringing down, electric or otherwise computerized services to a hospital or something along those
lines. Indeed, which would have extraordinary civilian impacts throughout the country. Now, one of the sources, and I don't want to get in trouble with one of your sources, but one of the military officials quoted in your article said this: if you shut down our power grid, this report is some sort of a warning, maybe we will put a missile down one of your smokestacks.
Now, exactly. I'm not sure if that was a euphemism.
I mean, use of the term smokestack seems to indicate that this is a Pentagon speaking from maybe the 19th century, if not the 20th.
Yeah, it was an interesting bridging of sort of very high tech and very low tech. But I think that the point that they're trying to make there is that one thing that many people at the Pentagon now believe is that it may not make the most sense to respond to a cyber attack with some sort of cyber attack, but rather if we were attacked in a way that took down some major civilian function, that they might respond with a missile or some other conventional warfare type of response. So, and the reason why is that it's more precise. It's a little bit harder to figure out with a cyber attack. If you're counterattacking, there may be a lot of other collateral problems.
So in a sense, they have to come up with a kind of mutual assured destruction doctrine here to even begin the warning process.
Yes, and that's very challenging because oftentimes you don't know who you're supposed to be warning. It's not always clear where the cyber attack is coming from.
We're speaking to Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal. And maybe, Siobhan, this is meant to be a threat more than a actually pragmatic policy. I mean, it seems it would be so difficult to quickly determine who is at fault for cyber attacks and then actually send in soldiers to track somebody down who's sitting on a keyboard somewhere. Maybe it's simply the threat that the United States will respond militarily if we find out that you've tried to break into our networks.
Well, that is part of it. One of the things that military planners are trying to think through is how you start applying this concept of deterrence in cyberspace. And part of it is signaling that you should not feel like you're immune to counterattack if you're attacking on a computer as opposed to in a more conventional fashion.
We will kidnap all of your customer service personnel in your entire country and shuttle them out of the country. There's a counterattack.
That works particularly well in India.
Yeah, it worked particularly well in India. But here's an issue, a legitimate strategic question that keeps being asked again and again in Washington every time either the government or the Pentagon approaches this issue of cyber attack. If there were to be an attack, nobody knows who in the Pentagon or anywhere in the government would be the chain of command to follow up, either in defense or as an actual counterattack. Nobody knows where that goes.
It is pretty clear, especially because the Pentagon did establish this new cyber command. And so what would happen is the head of cyber command, who also in this case happens to be the head of the National Security Agency, would either, depending on how significant the event was, could either make the decision on his own or would then send it up, you know, through the Secretary of Defense and ultimately to the president to make a final call
as
to
how to
respond.
But that is unclear. He's at the head of the NSA. He's basically sitting in front of a bunch of computers. He basically has to call the Secretary of Defense, and then the Secretary of Defense decides whether the Army, Navy, Air Force, who responds to this sort of thing. Could be over in Homeland Security.
Yeah, I mean, any of those things are plausible scenarios. It just really depends on the nature of the attack.
Do you think we have a coordinated defense for a cyber attack, or is this more a matter of kind of backing and filling here?
It sounds like they're still figuring out. I mean, this cyber command that I mentioned finally got up and running last fall, and they're still trying to build out what exactly their capabilities are going to be, how much they're going to be drawing on specific members of the armed forces, how they're going to work with other commands, whether it's Pacific Command or Central Command and things like that. So they really haven't sorted all of these things out yet. But what the strategy that we're writing about is trying to do is get everybody focused on, okay, what are the details we need to figure out? We have decided that the laws of war apply in cyberspace, and what does that start to look like?
And who's going to be the receiver of this warning here? Is it going to be guys in T-shirts in Silicon Valley? Is it going to be Russia? Is it China? Quickly.
In all likelihood, it's other countries, be they Russia, China, Iran, and others.
All right. Siobhan Gorman, intelligence correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, talking about how the unclassified portions of a new cyber attack strategy are expected to be published next month by the Pentagon, an advanced look in The Wall Street Journal. Siobhan, thanks so much.
Thank you.